Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, 25 seconds into the second hour of Global Transmission. With his weekly report, Paul Watson joins us in about 30 minutes. Wide open phones. I want to get into Kerry picking his Bilderberg group vice president. We'll also get into satellite tracking and taxation to drive your car. Just a plethora of vital news and information. Let's continue with your calls, though. Right now, let's go ahead. Well, for a second, though, I just criticized Kerry. So the average person tuning in for the first time thinks I must be a Republican, a worshiper of Bush. And see, you got to get your mind outside that paradigm. Expand the box. Get outside the box. My friends, no, we're exposing the whole system. Again, that's coming up. But that's what a caller was talking about earlier. You know, telling people that a Michael Moore showing of Fahrenheit 9/11, hey, there's more to the story. Bush is worse than you think. How dare you? Moore did a perfect job. It's impossible he did anything wrong. How dare you say his film isn't hardcore enough? You right-winger. You Bush worshiper. You're like, no, Bush isn't a right-winger. And actually, Moore only gives you a small portion of the story, and the Democrats are involved too. Shut up, Republican. You know, it's we've got to get our minds outside the box. But let's go back to Arthur in Kansas. Arthur, you were making some points. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. On the back of that page about the Supreme Court, there's another item that says U.S. bars ships as law takes effect. That's about inspecting the ships, foreign ships, as they come into the harbors.
And they just did a few as a poultry example.
That's a U.N. law. They're using our Coast Guard to enforce a U.N. law.
Yeah, let me stop you for just a minute. For those that just joined us, for stations that carry the second hour, not the first, we were talking about USA Today with a horrible headline saying the court's defending our liberties from the president, when in reality they're butchering our liberties, but then they put out this propaganda that they're saving us. And then you were bringing up another article that I did read where our government, under a UN law, is
right,
following UN orders dealing with our shipping. Go ahead.
Right. That's what it is. United Nations imposed rules, and we are enforcing them with the Coast Guard.
Absolutely. That was another article that I was going to mention.
Okay, now here's another one. Our great Secretary of Agriculture from Kansas years ago, Dan Glickman, CFR, is going to do his farming in Hollywood now. And I figure, well, there's got to
be... Well, isn't he going to be the head of the Motion Picture Association?
Yeah, MPAA. His son is a partner in Spyglass Entertainment, producer of films. So there you go, a nice other little connection. And I figured there's got to be some connection between Hollywood and fertilizer.
Yeah, he used to be the head of agriculture.
Yeah.
Also, what we're going to have happening here is Carlyle Group and others aren't just funding RFIDs and surveillance and private prisons and everything that they then control the government to then use corporate welfare, but also they're now moving in buying up radio, TV, movie chains. Total control.
I know. I knew Edwards was going to be the running mate when he went to the Bilderberg party.
We said that a month ago. That's
exactly
what Jim Tucker said. Thanks for the call.
Well, okay.
I appreciate it, Arthur. Dan in New Orleans, Louisiana. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
Have you noticed that every time they blow up a house in Fallujah, you know, they say Zarqawi was there, right? Their new boogeyman?
He's here, he's there, he's everywhere, and they claim they killed him 4 months ago and had his body, but they even use the same name, knowing we don't have memories.
Well, I like Zarqawi. He's funny. I can't believe the anchors read this stuff with a straight face, though. Did you see the video they released yesterday of a video that Time magazine obtained? You know, I don't know how they obtained it, but of Zarqawi's followers, you know, talking and blowing things up.
Of course, you're being sarcastic when you say you like him.
Well, no, yeah, it's ridiculous. But just I just want to say real quick, when they show one of the car bomb explosions, what's supposed to be a car bomb...
Tell you what, stay there, I'll let you finish up. Callers, stay there, ton of news, info overload, stay with us.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. I'm going to take one or two more calls. I'm going to go into news, back to your calls, but I got so much here that needs to be covered. We're talking to Dan in New Orleans, and Dan's being sarcastic. I mean, obviously, this supposed Al-Qaeda guy, who the government claims they've killed multiple times and who is responsible for basically bad weather in Iraq, I mean, he's, you know, I mean, if somebody gets a chest cold, it's his fault. He's the new boogeyman. In fact, Bush has said, forget about bin Laden. I don't care about him. I don't think about him. I don't worry about him. Well, just a few months ago, he said that. Now it's this new boogeyman, and he's the guy we've got to worry about, and he's the cause of everything. And every time they bomb a wedding party or a school or blow something up, it's always his fault. Even when opposition to the coalition gets killed, it's this new guy. He's doing it all. So go ahead and finish up your points, Dan.
Well, real quick, in the video, and of course, those are cowards on the video, but this is supposedly his followers, and they show them pulling up to the gate at the Green Zone. This is the day when that Iraqi council guy got killed, the bombing of that guy who was on the council. And it's interesting because they're way far back, but all of a sudden there's this huge orange fireball. I mean, huge. It reminded me of the scene at the Pentagon. And it was interesting because I remembered Paul Joseph Watson or someone mentioning that they found craters under some of these cars. And they were suspicious that maybe that these were like, you know, Hellfire missiles.
Witnesses, even foreign reliable press, have seen the missiles.
Right.
And it absolutely doesn't make a lot of sense. Thanks for the call. Look, they don't want to win the war. It's like Vietnam. We could have won that thing in a month. It's about having the war go on and on and on so they get a couple $100 billion in weapon sales each year into the country, tens of billions of dollars a month in no-bid contracts to top three corporations. The war is against the people. The war is a political diversion. Now the UN comes in as the boss, plays the good cop. We supply the troops. They're seen as the savior. They take off some of the restrictions in Iraq, and it just continues on from there. And I said that a year before the war even started, last year. And we get into this, you know, Big Jim Tucker from his Bilderberg Group infiltrations said a year before, the Soviet Union is about to have a stage collapse. We got this from the Bilderberg Group. He said a year before the Iraq war, the invasion won't be in 02, it'll be in 03. When everybody was saying it would be in 02, you know, it was official. And then now he said that it's probably going to be Edwards because he was at the Bilderberg Group, just like Bill Clinton was there in 1991. Whoever goes to that becomes a president or a VP. And again, this happened. So it doesn't bode well for Bush that John Edwards went to the Bilderberg Group meeting. And that makes me think it may be Kerry. I've been saying I think Bush is going to win. Unless there really is an internal break between the European branch of the New World Order and the U.S. branch. So, again, I don't know what's going to happen, folks. We'll just have to wait and see. I know this, though. What we do doesn't matter. They got their electronic voting machines in place. Voter News Services announces who the winner is, and the average American doesn't even know what Voter News Services is, doesn't even know how the process works, but they'll tell you their vote sure counts. Better investigate that. In fact, I'm going to get some vote fraud guests on. Do a whole week on that where we spend an hour a day on it because it's so important. And then on top of it, a huge chain in Nebraska and Iowa bans Fahrenheit 9/11 from airing, saying it incites terrorism and aids the terrorists because it criticizes Bush. And there's calls by neocons to ban this film. Well, if you can ban this film, or if the Federal Elections Commission can go out and say it's political so you can't advertise it before the election, we don't have a First Amendment, and they're going to censor us. Either we all stick together or we all hang together. It's amazing. Michael Moore, in a sick way, actually helps the New World Order, folks, because he says, oh, it's just prior knowledge, it's just because Bush is an idiot and didn't want to embarrass his Saudi friends. And, oh, Bush is just a buffoon. No, he's not. He's a puppet for very smart, serious criminals. Let's talk to Melissa in Florida. Melissa, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Did you see the speech of the president on the 4th of July in West Virginia?
No, but I read the transcript.
Okay, I read the transcript, too, from the White House, and they left part of it out.
They always do that. We've done major stories on that.
Well, I was shocked because I think it was near the end, and he said, I wrote it down, he said something to the effect of, they called the New Order experiment the Order of the Ages. And I had read several places online that the Illuminati basically decided to have an experiment and, you know, have them come over to America and create all the things that are happening now, basically, and that have happened up to now. And so when he said that, and also knowing that it's on the money, you know, the Anuit Coeptus and all those things.
So instead of saying New World Order like his daddy did, he said, but you're saying that, was that in the transcript?
No, it wasn't in the White House transcript, which is the only place I've found it so far.
I'll tell you what, folks, find us another transcript, email it to Prison Planet, and we'll get it posted.
And also, if somebody has it on tape, unfortunately, I didn't tape it. But
I didn't either. If somebody's got it, please mail it to me.
And another thing was that they were mentioning all over the news that the new building they're going to put up, you know, for the World Trade Center to commemorate 9/11, it's going to be 1776 feet tall. And that's supposedly the same year that the Illuminati was, they say, created.
Well, no, I mean, it was. The Germans actually arrested them and got all their documents
right.
At 1776.
Right.
And the Illuminati was not created in 1776. A new manifestation or new incarnation of it was brought forward in 1776. And then simultaneously, they tried to control and manipulate the revolution here, but did lose control of it, at least for a time, from my studies. And all of the founding fathers were not members of the Illuminati, even low level. Some were, like Benjamin Franklin, who was a British agent. He died in England, by the way, folks. And Alexander Hamilton was also a British agent, but we dealt with him. The Patriots did. And so, of course, you're going to have the Illuminati trying to infiltrate any new movement. But they did not successfully do that. Now, later, they did finally take over our country and are in full control now.
Right. I agree with you about it being revived and that you're not created. And also,
oh, yeah, it was just the Babylon mystery religions.
Right.
Those that get power out of, you know, the hidden knowledge of how to manipulate civilizations.
And also, I wanted to ask you, have you heard about the new money and folding it certain ways and seeing things like the towers burning and the Pentagon burning and from $20 bills, 5, 10, and 100s also?
Yeah, we posted that about 2.5 years ago.
Right.
On the sites. It's not just the 20, it's all the new money.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not an accident, it is not a mistake. It is all done in incredible, exacting detail, buildings smoking in the exact proper spot. The Pentagon hit. Everything hit. And even if you fold one of them, the Capitol hit, but notice Flight 93 went down, so that didn't happen. And people say, what do you mean? You know, that money came out in 1998. Folks, on the old money, there's a Moloch, owl, there's keys, spider webs, 33, all-seeing eyes, New World Order this, global government that. It's all on the money, and the globalists love to use architecture and art to communicate through iconography or through icons. That's how they communicate to our subconscious. It's subliminal. And again, to communicate to themselves and brag, they put all this out in plain view, openly for us to see it, and then when we talk about it, we're the kooks. Thanks for the call. And then people go see this new movie that's coming out, which I've seen the trailer for, that's on our website, National Treasure, with this big Illuminati eye on the front, and the Illuminati was good, and the Founding Fathers were in a secret order, and they had a national treasure, and that's why they put the all-seeing eye on the dollar bill, and world government's good, and you know, this is going to help us, and Nicolas Cage is part of a secret order to protect it, and he's so good. And so now when you talk about this, you're a kook. Let me give you an example of numerology, iconography, all of this. On September 11th, you have the buildings that are the two ones, and in the Masonic ritual, they knock down the two towers and one of their high-level rituals, and you know, you've got it happening on 9/11, which is, and then all the configurations of Flight 9/11 hitting it, and you know, all these numbers, all these things adding up. I mean, there's dozens of them. It's impossible. But you're saying, oh, let's ignore that. Okay, well, on the one-year anniversary, 365 days later, the New York lottery, not the Texas lottery, not the Illinois lottery, not the Florida lottery, not the California lottery, the New York lottery came up 9/11. You go, well, we've got the AP article posted, the CBS article posted as well. They say it's like one out of, I think, 2 billion or something that would happen. But maybe it magically just happened. And then you add the, you know, the 20-something states that have lotteries, and the numbers get even higher. That would be New York that would have that. I mean, it's astronomical. But then the Chicago Mercantile came up 9/11 with a bunch of zeros behind it. Now, it never came up zeros, much less 9/11. So, again, and everybody knows, at least if you got a brain, that the Chicago Mercantile is a staged event. The commodities, the pork bellies, the tobacco, all that, it's a staged deal. It's their own private cash machine. It's a big joke. They control it every day down to the dollar. You understand that? Doesn't matter how many buys or trades that are really made. They just say what it is at the end of the day. So that was like one out of 14 million something. All on the same day. There were five or six other things that happened too. They loved to brag to each other while dumbing the rest of the general population down to accept this subconsciously. It is impossible. They did it on purpose.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Coming up in the next segment, I'll get back to your calls. I'm going to play this little 3.5 minute whitewash piece. They had a great researcher on, Mr. Milligan, concerning his book, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. We've interviewed several times in the past. We're going to be getting him back on. His book really is definitive on the subject. And Paul Watson joining us as well. But continuing with the news, Oregon to test mileage tax as replacement for gas tax. Now, again, they're going to give you a national sales tax as a, quote, replacement tax. for the income tax. This is the federal plan, but they're going to keep the income tax, quote, just for your Social Security, but lower it, then slowly ratchet that back up, and then the national sales tax will bring federal control and digital regulation and tracking into every purchase or transaction. So a whole new level of bureaucracy, not to mention this being used as a cashless society control grid mechanism. Well, it's the same spin, and again, six years ago, I had a member of the federal board on who was actually against this. The rest of the board was for it. With the federal plan of how they're going to get the states to start making you take satellite tracking systems in your car, and then this is going to be shared with the state, the feds, and internationally. And then last year, Oregon and several states came out and said, yeah, we're going to start doing this next year. And the people have been really against it, but they're still moving forward. This is out of the Seattle Times. Let's pretend someone waves a magic wand and turns every car into a fuel sipping gas electric hybrid. What difference would it make? The air would be cleaner. So again, they pitch it as a way to make things cleaner. Oil imports would drop, and the transportation budgets of Oregon, Washington, and almost every other state would deflate like a punctured balloon. Think about it. Most money for highway construction and maintenance comes from state and federal taxes on gasoline. So they go on to say because of the new energy efficient stuff coming out, there's not going to be enough money and the highways will get less money and they're going to fall apart. And they go on to say that. In Oregon, a state task force has concluded that the scenario isn't at all that far-fetched. It has proposed a possible long-term replacement for the gas tax, something no one has tried before. A tax based on how many miles you drive. The Oregon Road User Fee Task Force has spent 2 years, fleshing out the concept, thinking through how such a tax might be calculated and collected. Now it's ready to test its ideas in the real world. And it goes on to say that it's a satellite tracker box you put in. It's very inexpensive. Pay for it when you get your tags. Same plan as 6 years ago. Or they make you plug in by a little computer terminal that just so happened to already be in your car ready. In all new cars made in the last 9 years, magically built into the infrastructure for this decision to magically be made now, is so transparent. You plug into the gas pump your car, and it sees how far you've driven and deducts it off your ID card. Of course, you'll have to have an ID card, and there'll be an ID for your vehicle. At the panel's request, Oregon State University researchers have developed technology that can distinguish miles driven in Oregon from those driven elsewhere, and then allow a mileage tax to be calculated and paid at the pump in place of the sales gas tax. So this is nothing new of your our listeners. It's like the article today out of Der Spiegel and Drudge and the AP about torturing children brutally at Abu Ghraib and other camps. Old news here, Army reports months ago, but we just covered it. Just like this is old news. I mean, for year after year, we've told you the plan, and now they're going to get ready to launch it on you. Well, I'm glad I'm not in Oregon. It's moving ahead, folks. They've already got the group set up right here in Austin, Texas, to promote it. No matter where you live, we're only a few years away from this. Just like I told people 5-6 years ago about RFID. Tex Mars wrote a book in 1995, Project Lucid, laying out everything that's now happening. How did he know? Does he have a crystal ball? No, he read the federal documents. That's my frustration. I don't get into conspiracy theories. The closest I get into them is going, well, the globalists are obsessed with esoterics and numerology and iconography. You know, why did the New York lottery come up 9/11 on the one-year anniversary? Why did the Chicago Mercantile do it? It's impossible. But still, I don't really cover stuff like that in depth because it still can't be totally proven. This can be proven. The New World Order setting up this control grid can be proven. But still, people are in denial. Stop being in denial. All right, I know we got your calls. We'll get to them early in this next segment. I got this little clip about Skull and Bones as well, which is posted, by the way, at PrisonPlanet.tv, but we'll play the audio from it when we get back. And Paul Watson will be joining us as well, so stay with us, please.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of MT Oil additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. MT Oil additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. MT Oil additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. MT Oil additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with MT Oil additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host, blasting out the AM and FM dial. Simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75 and back from 9 to midnight Central at 32.10. The websites, of course, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're about to rework and expand Infowars.net, by the way. That's in the process right now. Joining us is Paul Joseph Watson, does a great job, webmaster for my two Prison Planet websites. Paul, I want to air this clip from Fox News where they've got Mr. Milligan on, and the info babe is taken aback by hearing about drug dealing money founding Skull and Bones, which is, by the way, totally historical. Even Yale's own annals admit that. But before we do that, a nice tie-in to all of this is this new film coming out at Thanksgiving by Jerry Bruckheimer, the guy that scripted and produced, according to the BBC, the stage Private Lynch rescue that she called a fable. So this guy's on the inside, folks. Bruckheimer, you know, Black Hawk Down, Mr. Propaganda. That's a good movie, by the way. Bruckheimer is behind this National Treasure film. And, Paul, you wrote a small piece analyzing this. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, the basis of the film is basically... you have Nicolas Cage, whose character is an archaeologist, you know, slash historian, who discovers that the founding fathers placed the all-seeing eye on the $1 bill as a clue to lead him to find this treasure, the location of this treasure, a map of which is also kind of ingrained into the Declaration of Independence. And so,
again, and again, the Knights Templars ran to America with the gold because the Illuminati's really good. And I mean, the ad is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the whole trailer, which I posted a link to, is just, you know, all-seeing eye after all-seeing eye. It bombards you with that image.
And also then, Masonic symbols, other Masonic symbols.
It has the effect of either, you know, people saying, if you try to explain to them why this thing's on the $1 bill, they will either say, that's not true, you saw it in the movie, or they will say, I saw the movie about that, and it means something completely different, so you're wrong. So in a sense, it fictionalizes the truth, which is what a lot of this symbolism seeks to do. And this movie's coming out in November, and so it's all about how the Illuminati were basically the founding fathers, and that, you know, it was all a secret movement, but it was benign. But then, I mean, it focuses relentlessly on Ben Franklin, who we know was a member of this Hellfire Club organization, and they actually found all these bodies hidden under, you know, one of his houses a few years ago.
Bodies of children.
Yes, I mean, he
that was in mainstream British newspapers, folks.
He wasn't even, he basically was probably a British agent which tried to, you know, infiltrate the founding fathers.
Well, so, we know again, he was. He moved back to England and died there.
Well, yeah, it's like all these people. It's like, you know, Lenin and Trotsky, they all operated out of London because they were working for the British establishment. But another example of such symbolism, I bought a crate of Budweiser over the weekend because I had a few friends around, and ingrained into the glass of the Budweiser bottle, and I think this is a, you know, a pretty recent thing, they have an all-seeing Illuminati eye and a serpent, a snake wrapped around it, and that's not on the label, it's engraved into the actual glass of the bottle. So I mean, these people do communicate to each other. But I mean,
well, look at the Marlboro symbol for cigarettes. It's a pyramid. This stuff's all hidden in plain view. Paul, were you celebrating the 4th of July?
No, because I'm British. I'm secretly working against the Americans. But
that's right.
Again, though, in the Vanity Fair article, some people pointed out that they use this kind of secret code. But again, they said that that's racist, just as saying that, you know, 9/11 wasn't carried out by Arabs is racist, because some people referred to Arabs as ragheads. So anything that we point out, in the end, becomes racist through some deduction of common sense and knowledge.
Some complex form of alchemy.
Yeah. And so, I mean, back to the original point, we posted the flyer which featured the Illuminati eye. There's a whole website dedicated to this new movie which goes into the fake history. They basically created a mock history of the $1 bill, the all-seeing eye, the great seal.
Yeah, they changed the seal in 1913 and they put it on the dollar in 1933.
Yeah, it was Roosevelt that made the decision to put it on the $1 bill. I've read things before which said that the founding fathers, or, you know, Ben Franklin, basically had designed this all-seeing eye, and he was trying to push it to get it on the money and the coinage, but others rejected that proposition because, it, you know, they could see it for what it was. It was an occult symbol.
Well, that is true. He tried to get it, but it didn't work. Amazing propaganda. Speaking of secret societies, again, 5-6 years ago, local talk shows, national shows, Alex Jones is a lunatic. He thinks a group called Skull and Bones exist. He is nuts. It doesn't exist. Then the video, almost 3 years ago, gets released. Mr. Rosenbaum, who we interviewed, climbed up on top of a tall chimney across the street at Skrull and Key, or was it Wolf's Head, I forget, and videotapes over the 25-foot wall a small part of the ritual, mock throat slittings. The devil comes out and says, well done, you can enter hell now. You've done the sacrifice. You've killed the neophyte or the profane. That's us, the general public. Then they go back in, and then a few years ago, it's a big joke, ha, ha, ha. You know, people are kooks that don't like this. So overnight, it exists, but it's a good thing. Here's that Fox News clip, and we'll put Paul on hold and come back to him in just a second. Here it is.
Senator John Kerry, also a member, but none of them will talk about it. So is the secret Skull and Bones Society a fraternal club for the elite, or is there something more to it? Well, Chris Milligan is the editor of a book soon coming out in paperback, flushing out Skull and Bones, investigations into America's powerful secret society. And Chris is actually joining us from Portland, Oregon. Chris, welcome. Both President Bush, John Kerry, members, they were both tapped on the same night, I guess, what is that, sort of inaugurated. Are you surprised that neither one of them will speak about it?
Yes, I am. It is something that they are known to do, is not talk about it. One of the rules used to be, if Skull and Bones was mentioned, that they were supposed to leave the room. And I find it very concerning for the American public. Where does their allegiance lie? Does it lie to this little secret society or to the or to our republic?
And this is almost out of a novel that, you know, the president and his rival for the White House both were tapped on the same night. The club is so shrouded in secrecy. Tell us a little bit about it. Does it admit women, minorities?
Yes, it started admitting women in 1991. And actually, they got tapped on different nights. John Kerry is a member in 65, and George Bush was a member in 68.
Oh, is that
both
correct?
Of them seemed to rely upon the group for, well, John Kerry married two ladies who are relatives to Bones, and then also George Bush went to Bones a lot of times when he needed money for his business associates, and then he has appointed 10 members of Skull and Bones into his cabinet and has another one as a nominee.
Joe, what are the common denominators of the members? Wealthy?
Well, when you look at it at a sociological standpoint, a secret society is a lot like an onion or a pyramid. You have a lot of members on the outside or at the bottom. In Masonic circles, they call them porch brethren. And then you have an administrative cadre, and then you have a core group. The core group seems to be all related. The basic family group at Skull and Bones is the Whitney and the Cabot family.
Uh-huh. Well, let's take a look at some of the illustrious members, if my producer can put up this list. Henry Luce, for instance, was one of the members. He was known to hire a lot of members. William F. Buckley, Jr., Averill Harriman, James Whitmore. Certainly not guys who you think of as sinister guys. I mean, I guess the question is, to those of us on the outside, what do they do? Do they get together and have dinner together? Or what is the point of this club?
Well, some say the point of the club is bonding. I look at it through the eyes of a social historian. And when you look at the grouping of people and the jobs that they have, you find a very large amount of the membership has been involved in intelligence. And then one of the most disturbing things is that the family groups have been involved in drug running since the early 1800s.
Drug running?
And it seems... Yes. The founder of Skull and Bones was William Huntington Russell, and his family business was Russell and Company, which was the America's largest opium smuggler, the third largest in the world.
Wow. Chris Milligan, unfortunately, we are out of time. We're going to have to leave it at that fascinating subject, the author of a book.
All right. So, boy, they had to end things real quick, Paul, when he brought up what's historical fact. And so we have, look, it's an organized mafia group. And they're all related at the top. He did a great job with the time he had. He should have fired out his website, though. Now, that was a big mistake he made. But Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, it is a mafia organization. And, I mean, the recent features on Skull and Bones, because there's basically one every other month on the mainstream stations, they've been kind of, you know, getting a little better as regards the truth, because I think they need to let a little bit of the information out so then they can't be charged with covering the whole thing up. I mean, CBS did a piece 6 weeks ago where they, as you just said, compared it to the mafia.
And they said a born-again Skull and Bones member. In fact, I think you've got that clip. Try to find that. The second clip of this, we'll air it next hour, Stephanie. Go ahead, Paul.
And they said that as opposed to the mafia leaders who are now spending, you know, 100 years in prison, the members of Skull and Bones are now spending 4 and 8 years in the White House. So, in a sense, they are letting a bit of the truth out, but then...
But they have to, because we've been out, look, 5 years ago, Paul, it didn't exist. I was attacked in major papers as a lunatic that believed that a secret society at Yale controlled the intelligence agencies and banking. It's admitted now, but they just put their own spin on it.
Yeah, and, I mean, the tactic that they use, which is what CBS used in the last piece that they had, was they have a debunker on who says it's all frat boy fun, and they make sure that the comments of the debunker are included right at the end of the piece as kind of the last word, because, as you know, common sense denotes, people remember the last thing that was said as being, you know, the bottom line on it. So the truth is, in their spin, that it is just frat boy fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, Limbaugh compared Skull and Bones to the torture at Abu Ghraib, and there was a double meaning in this, because this is the type of stuff they do at Skull and Bones. In reality, is the type of stuff that goes on at Abu Ghraib. And so for the initiates, that's an inside joke. For the general public, it's a double conditioning mechanism. Stephanie, do you have that Limbaugh clip? Yeah, grab it. We're going to play that, because I want to mesh that now with the Drudge Report. Coalition abused Iraqi children in custody, and out of Germany's Der Spiegel, more than 100 children imprisoned, some abused. Of course, the word abuse means torture, and now they've downgraded abuse to pressure. Paul, what do you think Limbaugh was saying when he made that comment?
Well, obviously, at first he claimed complete ignorance on the fact that Skull and Bones exist, but then he said, you know, it's just like Skull and Bones, they're just having fun. And since then, on Limbaugh's own website, I've seen at least two occasions after that where he uses Skull and Bones in that kind of context where in the activities at Abu Ghraib are just passed off as having this kind of frat boy fun. So
everything's fraternity fun. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly! Exactly my point! This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we're going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
So, Paul, he said that about a month after it had been all over the news, the Antonio Toogoomba General Report, raping women, torturing, stuff I can't even mention, and now far worse stuff's come out. But I talk to neocons, and they go, oh, it's just some fun, just some fraternity fun.
Well, yeah, I mean... on the subject of Skull and Bones and secret societies, you know, to point out that this isn't fraternity fun. I had an interesting conversation with my neighbor, who is, I think he's a pastor or, you know, a preacher. And his brother was a 32nd degree Mason. And I mean, I knew this already because I raised it to him. So then he went into this story about how his brother inquired about getting to the 33rd degree of Freemasonry. And they told him directly he would have to renounce his worship of Jesus Christ and accept Lucifer as his savior. And I mean, knowing this from reading Freemason books is fine enough, but when your neighbor's telling you the same thing, that his brother, you know, he went through this situation, then it only confirms it in my view.
Well, look, you know, I've had family, you know, great-grandfathers and people that were 33rd degree Masons because they were, you know, high up in the Civil War. And obviously, to be high up in the Civil War, you're going to be a 33rd degree Mason. They were involved in some of this stuff. But they told, you know, my grandfather, they told my dad, don't join it. Don't be part of it. They had a conscience. It's like Charlotte Iserby, former deputy head of Department of Education. Her father was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. On his deathbed, she's told the story, dying of cancer in Maine. I mean, he was high level, folks, very wealthy family. He told her, I was wrong. What I did was, he started crying and saying, it's all true. I mean, on his deathbed. So, and again, you can go to the library, check out Masonic books. You can buy them at, you know, very expensive online. These are official Masonic books about I feel Lucifer pulsing in me. Oh, give me power. Oh, yes. But then most of your big preachers now are Masons. And again, it's that pyramidal power structure with the porch Masons who aren't even in the administration, then the power elite Masons who are Satanists, and you can't even tell the average Mason this because they don't know.
Well, yeah, that's
I mean, it took my father to tell me this, you know, on a hunting trip when I was like 14 years old.
And my neighbor told me the same thing, that everybody who he spoke to would come into contact with this, warned him, do not get involved with this. because obviously at the lower level, these members are, you know, involved in charities, raising money for, you know, burns victims or whatever. So they think that the higher up they can get, the more influence they can have to do good works. But when you do get to that degree, then the true face of evil is revealed, as he, you know, related to me.
It's incredible, and there's so much to deal with, Paul. I've got loaded phone lines. We'll try to go to your calls in the next segment. And we've got tons of news here, Paul. Just briefly, Kerry picks Bilderberg Minion as his running mate, John Edwards. I mean, that wasn't hard to predict.
Well, I mean, we predicted it a month ago, and this is even in the face of, you know, this Drudge exclusive where he said that Hillary Clinton would be chosen. And, you know, we didn't have a crystal ball to be able to know because, as United Press International reported exactly a month ago today, he was invited to the Bilderberg conference. And it again defeats the myth that Bilderberg is just this talking shop where key decisions aren't made. But, you know, if you think that it does have power, then according to the BBC, that makes you sympathetic to the views of Bin Laden and McVeigh. So, I mean, this only reaffirms in my mind that Kerry is already the chosen one for the election, along with, you know, his closer relations to the Queen of England, and every candidate since Washington with closer relations to the Queen has won the president.
We'll be back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Satellite tracker system. Oh, I told you so. Oh, here's where the Supreme Court ruled they can secretly arrest citizens. Oh, see, I told you so. I mean, The point is, we're not making any of this up. I know it sounds crazy, but truth is stranger than fiction. And I challenge all of you to simply research our claims for yourself. Now, we're going to go to all these great folks, Chris and Sheldon and Laura and Brent and Wesley and everybody else that's patiently holding. We're going to get to you. But before we do that, and there's just a giant stack of other key news items here, Paul Watson, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's getting radically expanded. Tell folks why they should go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv if they're online.
Well, last week we added George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion. We've got Alex's weekly reports, the latest of which features his review of Fahrenheit 9/11. We've just launched special reports, which are basically daily, whereby we're asking people to write for us, as was the case a few months ago with PrisonPlanet.com. Every audio interview from the Alex Jones Show, our books now both online, Order Out of Chaos, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. So, I mean, even if you just sign up for a month, then the financial equivalent to, you know, having to pay for all this in hard copy is great value for money.
Absolutely. You get, I mean, online, you know, Stephen King puts out big books and others do online. A $25 book online will be $5 online. I mean, you get both our books, all my videos, weekly TV reports, the best audio interviews, text reports, $5.95 a month. And, folks, that just helps us pay the bandwidth for the four websites that I have. And you get all this exclusive media, PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up today. If you want a hard copy of any of my videos or the videos I carry, other great researchers, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Link through to the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Order online. We'll ship it out to you UPS or USPS if you want that. I recommend UPS. My films are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours long. $20 if you order three or more. I'm carrying a lot of other great new videos, including George Humphrey's new 9/11 film, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. The toll-free number to get the videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you know you're supporting folks that are in the trenches, you know, 365 days a year. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thanks. Did you see the contest commercial of putting the tracker chip in the Coke can to win an SUV?
Yeah, we aired that a few weeks ago, and the Army will not allow it on their bases, or they're saying inspect it because they consider it a spy device because it can track you and listen to you. Paul?
Yeah, we put the article up where they're concerned about this being some kind of listening device, so that begs the question, if the Army are concerned about it, spying on their communications, then why shouldn't we be concerned about it spying on our private communications, you know, when we buy the Coke can?
But number one, it's a conditioning mechanism. You know, the black helicopters bring you a new car when you get satellite tracked. Ooh, it's so much fun. That's what the TV ad shows, and then it mass conditions you.
Well, yeah, and it mass conditions people to accept product-level tracking, which is what the whole RFID movement is geared towards, not just pallet-level tracking, but individual products which enter your home. So it's conditioning people to accept that level of propaganda as well.
Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, I want to bring up one point. I have an Iraqi business owner, and I mentioned Saddam, and he's, yeah, I know what he did before president. He had the CIA train him. This guy was from Iraq, so they know. And I'm going to keep getting this information out.
Chris, awesome job. Good to hear from you. Third hour is only 70 seconds away with Alex Jones and our guest Paul Watson. Your calls and a ton of news.